A 10-term congresswoman from Chattanooga, hailed for shattering barriers to women, died last night. Marilyn Lloyd was 89. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Before Marilyn Lloyd, only two women from Tennessee had served in Congress, but both had been chosen in special elections held after their husbands died in office to serve out the remainder of their terms. Similar circumstances thrust Lloyd into politics. In 1974, her husband won the Democratic nomination for Congress, but died in a plane crash shortly afterward. So Democrats selected her to run in his place. Lloyd quickly made the job her own. One of her accomplishments was being the first woman named to the Science and Technology Committee, where she was an important voice. She talked about that with C-SPAN at the end of her career in 1994.
There were no women involved in health research. So we're making marks there. We've increased the funding for women's health initiatives. So I think through health and the fact that we are seen effective in the committees that we serve on, it's made a great difference.
Lloyd also co-sponsored a law that established national standards for mammograms. That passed in 1992, not long after she herself had been treated for breast cancer. Lloyd was also an advocate for Oak Ridge National Laboratory, which was located in her district. A research complex there is named for her. For WPLN News, I'm Chas Sisk.